99.44. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're gonna sell it, we're gonna tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, you're tuned in to WWGH here at 107.1 FM. And this is Swap Shop, a new experiment by WGH. We're going to start taking your calls in a couple of seconds. But I wanted to tell Charlie, hey, Charlie, they're selling old gold, not junk. Or whatever you called it. It's good stuff. And we will take your calls. The phone number here, if you're interested in getting rid of something, that was good for you for a while, but now is lost its use, call us at 740-383-9944. We'll take anything except items that require some sort of registration, like automobiles, heavy equipment, guns, that type of thing. You understand? We can't take things that require you be registered to own them because we can't transfer that. So anyway, I already have a phone call, so I better go and see who's ready to talk to us. You're on the air on Swap Shop. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
Hello, Glenn. I have a 43-inch 4K TV.
Was that 33 or 43?
43.
Okay.
It's a Seiki, and I would take $125 for it. I have a foosball table that turns into a pool table that turns into an air hockey table.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Everything comes with it, and I'll take $30 for that today.
Okay.
It stands about 2.5-3 foot tall, big enough for an adult to play on.
Okay, what does that turn into again? It's foosball, hockey, and what else?
Pool.
Pool, okay. I wonder, how do you get the pockets in the pool? Well, anyway.
You put the foosball table up above.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah. All right. And your phone number?
It'd be 740-244-9160.
Now, I got to ask you, does that 43-inch Seiki TV work?
Oh, yeah. I'm watching now.
Is it flat screen or the old-fashioned type?
Yeah, it's a 4K, so it has to be flat screen.
Okay, gotcha, flat screen. Very good.
My wife also, okay. She wants to say she has two pair of Faded Glory boots, knee-high, Tiffany. Their size 9, one black, one brown, and then she has three pair of suede knee-high heel boots. They're red, black, and brown, and their size 5.5. She'll take $15 a pair.
And those are knee high. Now, what was the price on the Faded Glory boots?
$15 a pair.
Okay, and then the three pair, is it three pair of knee high, the second pair?
Yeah, the other ones are $15 a pair also.
All right, very good. So let me read it back to you so I'm sort of aware of what you've got. You got a 43-inch Seiki TV flat screen for sale, a foosball table that converts into hockey and pool. You've got two pair of Faded Glory boots and three pair of knee-high boots in a couple different colors, black and brown, I think you said. And you want $15 for the boots, each pair. and you want $125 for the TV and $30 for the foosball table. And the phone number is 740-244-9160. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
The two-faded glory boots are size 9.
And yes, I need to put
leather suede are size 5.5.
Okay, size 9. And these are size... What was the
five
size?
5.5.
Wow, that's a little pair.
Small fit, yeah.
Yeah. All right, very good. And we'll try and get rid of those for you.
All right, thank you a lot.
Okay, have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, on Swap Shop. We've gotten a flat-screen television, 43-inch. That's a pretty good-sized television. That's the last TV I bought about 2 weeks ago was a 43-incher. And he only wants $125. That's a pretty good price, I got to say. And he was watching it as we were talking, so it's working. Also, he wants $125 for that one. He also wants $30 for a foosball table that converts into a hockey table and also can be a pool table. And his number is 740-244-9160. And his wife is selling two pair of faded glory boots, size 9, and each is $15 a pair. And she also has some knee-high boots that are both of these are different colors, so you'll have to call and ask about the colors. But three pair of 5.5, that's a little tiny boot. Three pair of 5.5 boots, and she wants $15 for each one of those pair as well. So her number is also the same number. Well, let's give it again, 740-244-9160. All right, you're listening to Glenn Coble on Swap Shop here on WWGH, and we're having a good morning so far. We just started. We got a message that we should announce a neighborhood supper. It's a free meal. It's on the second Tuesday of each month at 5:15. That's when they start at Trinity Baptist Church. And that's at 244 South Main Street. Go to the rear entrance, and so you can get a free meal. It sounds good. I like free meals. Also, we had this, and by the way, if you're interested in having us mention things on Swap Shop that you don't want to call in for, it's okay. I understand. You can send them to us just like that particular announcement, and I have another announcement that was sent to me that I think we've been running anyway, but it was sent to me directly to mention this. The Clarion United Methodist Church, they're going to have a 42nd holiday bazaar. Oh, I used to love bazaars. My dad was a minister, and the holiday bazaars were always great fun. Matter of fact, I still have ornaments that we put on our Christmas tree that were that we got from Hollywood, from a holiday bazaar. Many of them made out of styrofoam. But anyway, the Clarendon United Methodist Church is having their 42nd holiday bazaar from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 9th. So it's going to take care of a couple of holidays, I guess. And it's at the church. In Clarendon, and let's see, the bazaar will feature homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and a bunch more. So make sure you head out that way. You're listening to Swap Shop, and you too can sell your tchotchkes, the good stuff. No matter what Charlie says, it's the good stuff, and you can sell it just by calling here to WWGH, the number 740-383-9944. Easy to do. It doesn't take but a second. Call in and give your the name of your item that you're trying to sell. We'd like to have the price if you've got it. And if you don't, you can just mention what your phone number is, and people will call you and ask you the price. But don't forget to call in. You're on Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. Now, I had some stuff I was going to talk to you about, and I think I lost it off of my phone, but kind of interesting, unique stuff that goes on around Thanksgiving, which is not that far away. It's real late in November this year. It's like the 28th, I believe, of November. These are fact or fiction. Now, it talks about slow-moving turkeys and why they became the choice. And I have another phone call, so we'll get on the air. You're on the air with Glenn Coble, and we're trying to sell your goods. What do you have?
Okay, I was just on there a little bit ago, but my wife rung up that I forgot to tell you about.
Okay.
Kitchen table and four chairs.
Okay, you also have a kitchen table and four chairs.
They all match. The kitchen table is white tile with wood around the edges.
Okay.
Good condition. They're all sturdy. The chairs are sturdy.
Right.
And she's wanting $75 for everything.
Okay. And it's only $75. Okay. Now, is it? Did you say it was a wooden table?
It's wood around the edges, but
okay.
There's like a white tile.
Oh,
like
okay. Formica tile top or something like that, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And your phone number I've got is 740-244-9160. Is that correct?
Yeah, thank you a lot.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. All right. We're on the air with Swap Shop, and I think I automatically shut it off. I hope I did. Sometimes the buttons around here get me a little confused. Charlie today hit the wrong button on the board and actually turned himself off and turned some other show on. So anyway, let me go back over that again. That's a kitchen table with four chairs. It's white. And he says the chairs are all sturdy, and there's wood around the edges, but it sounds like Formica or some sort of artificial surface on the top, and they want $75 for that. And we would be glad to sell you that for them if you'll call 740-244-9160. Anything you got to sell, give us a call. Our number, 740-383-9944. Okay, I'm going to go back and see if I can find that site that was telling me about Thanksgiving facts. It's not that far off, and the holiday seasons will be on us in no time at all. And we're trying to think of things that would be fun to do from the radio station for either Christmas or New Year's or Thanksgiving, so that you can get involved with us. And if you have any ideas about that, you're more than welcome to call me about that, too. I'm looking for more fun facts about Thanksgiving. It's kind of hard to do while you're talking, especially if you're an old guy like me. I have a hard time talking and thinking at the same time. Sometimes my wife reminds me of that. Turkey wasn't on the menu, by the way, at the first Thanksgiving. That doesn't seem right. I've seen pictures of Native Americans and pilgrims sitting around eating turkey. Of course, they were all painted pictures. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated in 1621, and it was like a three-day festival. That's kind of interesting. It doesn't say exactly where it was celebrated. My guess was it was out on the East Coast somewhere, because there wasn't much, there weren't very many Europeans very far inshore by that time. I don't know if you like it, but I really enjoy that they pardon two turkeys at Thanksgiving from the White House. Now, this year they may pardon more than two turkeys, but they're the two animal turkeys I'm talking about. Did you know that Abraham Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving as a national holiday? And that was in 1863. So it had gone on a long time wasn't a national holiday until Abraham Lincoln did that. Now, when I was looking up some notes about Thanksgiving earlier, I did notice that Thanksgiving is celebrated in lots of different countries. The Netherlands, it's celebrated in Australia. It's celebrated, I believe, in Germany, maybe. Canada has a Thanksgiving. And I don't think they're related to our Thanksgiving, which is related to, apparently, and my little phone tells me they didn't have Thanksgiving, but apparently Native Americans and pilgrims kind of celebrated their bounty together. I'd like to find out if that is really true. Let me go back over. We've got several things for sale, or several people had contacted us about items for sale today. And they all happen to be, well, they're two people with one phone number, but they have a 43-inch television. It's a Seeky television. It's a flat screen television, so it's a current model television. They were actually listening to it while watching it while we were talking on the phone. They won $125 for that. They have a foosball combination hockey pool table for sale for $30, and the phone number for that is 740-244-9160. And the gentleman who called in, his wife has some things for sale. She has two pair of Faded Glory boots, size 9. I think he said in black and brown. And she wants $15 a pair for those. And also, they have three pairs, also at $15 each, of knee-high boots, size 5.5. That's got to be for a pretty young or pretty small person. That number, and she also has, he called back to let me know that there's a kitchen table with four chairs. It's white, very sturdy, they only want $75 for that. Let me give you the number again, 740-244-9160. That's for that kitchen table and the five pairs of boots, size 9 and size 5.5. So, also let me remind you that there's a neighborhood supper on the second Tuesday of each month at 5:15, Trinity Baptist Church at 244 South Main Street. You go around to the rear entrance to go in for that. We also have a 42nd annual holiday bazaar at the Clarendon United Methodist Church in Clarendon, and they'll have all sorts of things, baked goods and sweets and gifts and noodles. I'm starting to get hungry. That's the problem with having a show that starts at 12:15 and runs till 1 o'clock. By the time I leave here, I'm famished and I'm ready to eat the kitchen sink when I get home. So, and that's probably why I'm not so thin. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble. We'd love to have you call 740-383-9944. The history of U.S. presidents pardoning turkeys is a little bit patchy, they say, on my fun facts about Thanksgiving. So they really don't know who started it or how often it's been done, but I know Obama did it. I think, I'm pretty sure our current president did it as well. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember the last time I didn't see a turkey pardoned on Thanksgiving. And it started out one turkey and then went to, now it's two turkeys. The first Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade used live animals from the Central Park Zoo. We were talking about things that the WWGH could do for different holidays, and one of them, I said, wouldn't it be fun to bring Santa in on an elephant? Well, that was poo-pooed right off the bat. First of all, where do you find an elephant, and why would an elephant want to be out in sub-zero or sub-freezing weather? So we kind of threw that one out the window. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble on WWGH. Phone number 740-383-9944. There are three places in the United States, believe it or not, that are named Turkey. I wonder what they do on Thanksgiving. It doesn't tell me here. Anyway, excuse me. Got a little verklempt again. I am getting better. I people have asked me why I have for several months been coughing occasionally, and well, I'm an old guy. That's the first problem. And second of all, I just kind of I have allergies to some of the medicines I'm required to take, and I can do with having a little cough and living a lot more years. So that's kind of what I'm doing. Did you know that Ben Franklin wanted the turkey to be the official bird of the United States? Now, that's kind of wild. Not a handsome bird. A big bird, but not so handsome. Not nearly as handsome as the eagle. Interesting. It didn't get passed, obviously, because the eagle is our national bird. And we have eagles right here in Marion County. We didn't for a long time, but they are kind of coming back. And one of my favorite television shows of all times is WKRP. And that show that they had where they were celebrating Thanksgiving, and the newsman goes up in a helicopter and throws turkeys out of the helicopter, assuming that they can fly. And, of course, they cannot fly. And the outcome is disaster. But it's still a very funny it's a very funny show. And fortunately, they don't show the turkeys or the turkey landings, which would be a very, very disaster. But we were talking about doing that also for either Thanksgiving this year or, you know, having a turkey toss and not making it live turkeys. We would never do that to a live turkey, but maybe frozen turkeys. Well, we have a call. Hang on. We're going to go to the phone line. You're on Swap Shop. How can I help you?
I have this couch for sale. I called in last week.
Okay.
And I really need to sell this, but I've got another one ordered.
Okay. And if I recall correctly, it has recliners at both ends, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I got notes from last week. I looked it up just as you said that. Recliners okay. For both ends. And if it's mocha in color, right?
Right.
Okay, which is a light brown. Let me write down, how much are you interested in selling?
Well, I'm going to try for $200, and somebody think just call and okay. Look at it. And
well, you've really reduced the price then. So
I did. I want to sell it.
You want to see, you're motivated to sell. All right. Let me get the, yeah, you've dropped the price over $100. Let me get your phone number again.
740-383-5188.
Okay, let me read this back to you. You have a couch for sale. It has a recliners at both ends, so it's a pretty good-sized couch, I assume. And
yes.
It's mocha in color, and you only want $200 for it, so you've really reduced the price on that. And the phone number is 740-383-5168. Is that correct?
5188.
I'm sorry. Yes, I had 88 and said 68. I have a little dyslexia. So, all right, 740-383-5188.
And it's in very good condition because okay. It's not used very much with just okay. Two of us here.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I am a two-family home myself. But our couch is destroyed. But we've owned it, and my parents owned it before that. So it's pretty old. All right, yours is not old, and it's in good shape, and it's a mocha in color, and it has recliners at both ends, and you only need $200 to take it out the door.
That's right. You think about it.
I might. All right. Thank you very much. We'll
Thank you.
We won't have you call us back next week at $100.
I hope so. Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Bye bye. Very good. I remember her calling last week. I don't know why I remember hers specifically. Probably because I need a couch. But my wife would shoot me if I went ahead and bought a couch without telling her. She has a couch, and the couch is a big couch. It has recliners at both ends, which is kind of neat. It's mocha in color, which is a light tan, I guess. And it's in very good condition. All she wants is $200 for it. I've been looking at couch prices, and you can't get a good couch anywhere near that price. So her phone number, 740-383-5188. 740-383-5188. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'm happy to be your, your conductor on this train to sell your items. No, Charlie, they're good stuff. They're good used stuff, not junk or whatever you call them. Charlie gave me a lot of promotion this morning on his show, and I appreciate that very much. Anyway, one last thing. One section of Plymouth, Massachusetts still looks the same as it did in the 17th century. Now, they don't tell me what section that is. That's not good on my phone. They're supposed to tell me that sort of thing. One of the things I remember from Thanksgiving, because I was a Chicago Bear fan, still am, but the Lions always played the Bears on Thanksgiving, and I loved watching the Bears and the Lions play. Win or lose, I had a good time on Thanksgiving Day watching that and getting stuffed with food. I'm starting to get hungry right now, as a matter of fact. Now, you're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble on WWGH. If you have something to sell, or if you have an announcement to make, we also take announcements. One of the announcements is about our neighborhood supper that's had every second Tuesday at 5:15 at the Trinity Baptist Church. That's at 244 South Main Street, and take the main entrance. And then we also have another announcement that was sent in to us from the United Methodist Church in Clarendon, and a shout out to that church. My dad was a Methodist minister, so I have a lot of good, warm feelings about holiday bazaars, and they're having their 42nd bazaar from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 9th at the church, and they'll have things. You know what they have at bazaars. They have homemade gifts and baked goods and all that sort of thing. So head on out that way on the 9th of November. We have another phone caller. You're on the air. How can I help you?
How you doing?
Hey, it must be Bob.
Hi, how are you?
You still got a kitten?
Yeah.
Okay.
I called last week about getting rid of that propane tank. The lady called right after, to get my number. It's gone. She came right out and picked it up.
Okay, it's a propane, what was it? Yeah, but what was it that you were trying to say?
It was a protein drink. She wanted to turn it off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the protein drink.
So that's gone. I still got cat's health, though. So.
Okay, you still have your kittens?
Yeah, still got them.
Two of them?
I got two of them in mama yet. We're down to the last two of mama.
Okay.
Anyway, I got ready for the drink. Got it ready.
What is the name of that drink? I always forget it.
Endeavor. And you had a guy that called right up behind it and had some, and the lady was going to go get his too.
Oh, so she really likes that stuff.
Yeah.
And the Ensure drink. All right. I will try and get that sold this week. She hasn't stopped in, so maybe if she's listening right now, she could give you a call again because she might want you to continue to hold on to it. What's your phone number again, Bob?
740-244-5174.
Okay.
And yeah, if I can't get rid of these cats this week, I'm going to give up on and see if I can't humane society or somebody come and get them.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hope we can get rid of them this week.
Yeah, I'd like to get them to go home.
Yeah. So, were they white? Do I recall? Were they white or?
Yeah, one is black and white.
Okay.
And one is tall and black.
Okay.
And that's the kittens. And mama is calico.
Okay. Okay.
So if I think give them away this week, I'll just call you next Saturday.
Oh.
They can't find a place for them.
Okay. All right. Well, let's hope we don't have to do that. So you.
I'm hoping I don't have to. But,
yeah.
You know. And
so
if Judy was a woman that listens and never got the stuff, I told her, if I get more, I'll give you a call.
Okay. Well, we will try and get her to call you, or else maybe we can have somebody else call you and take it off your hands. You're looking to get rid of a protein drink, and if I recall correctly, you were selling it for $5 case, which was
cheap.
If you
buy a six-pack at the grocery store, it runs you about $8 and $12.
Yeah, I looked it up.
That's where you buy that.
I looked it up after you told me about it. You also okay.
So,
we also have the two kittens that are still waiting for a home and their mama. So call 740-244-5174. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bob. We'll talk. I hope we don't have to talk to you next week about those kittens.
All right, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bob's still got a couple kittens left. And he's trying to get rid of those. So they're free, and their mama is a calico, but they're one of them's black and the other one's more white than black, I guess. And he wants to get rid of those. He still has that Protein Ensure drink that he was selling for $5 a case, and they're a lot more expensive than that. He did have a caller say she was going to come out and pick it up, but she hasn't yet. So we'll give her a few minutes. Maybe she will call and say, hey, I'm still coming. And if that's the case, Bob can hold off. But if not, and you're interested, give him 15 minutes and give him a call at 740-244-5174. You're listening to Swap Shop. This is Glenn Coble, and we're on the air at WWGH 107.1 FM. And but we had a good week this past week. We did a the political election campaign night, and really had a gangbuster of a night. Lots of interviews with the winners and the losers, and everybody had a good time at both the Democratic and the Republican headquarters, and also at the Board of Election. Linda was down at the Board of Election. I was at the Democratic place, and Terry was out at the Republican digs. And we had some people here, including, I believe Tara Dyer was here. One of the candidates was here in the studio. So we had a good night and had a lot of new news. Went from about, 7 o'clock till, actually I was there way before that, but We were on the air, I think, from 7 o'clock to at least 10:30. So it was a long night. And the mayor finished it up with, he actually walked down to the radio station and was on the air from live in the station after he won his election. So anyway, what are we doing here? I got to find out where I am. Got to look at the my board here to tell me what I'm doing. There we go. I found out what I'm doing, I guess. you're listening to WWGH, and I'm Glenn Coble. Anyway, we were talking about some things that were interesting about Thanksgiving, and we're, what, only a few days away from Thanksgiving. This year, it's on Thursday. I think it's on, let me look it up here. Thursday, I think, is the 28th. Yes, Thursday is the 28th. Black Friday will be the next day. I hope you have plans to do something on Thanksgiving. My family actually avoids doing anything on Black Friday. I know there are a lot of good sales out there, but fortunately, I don't have any little kiddies at home, so I don't have to buy. Well, I do buy toys, but we buy them way, you know, they're already taken care of. So, and we have to mail them to California, we have to mail them to North Carolina, and we have to take them down to Worthington. That's where my three kids live, and my grandkids live with my kids, believe it or not. All right, you're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. We have about 10 more minutes before we go off the air. If you have something to sell, or if you have an announcement about a supper or a bazaar like we have today, we have those announcements. Feel free to give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to put it on the air and let people know about it. So let me go back and let you know what we've talked about. We have a gentleman who has a 43-inch flat screen Seeky television for sale, $125. It works just fine. He also has a foosball / hockey / pool table for $30, and he'd like to sell those. His number, 740-344-9160, and his wife called him up and said, hey, I've got some things to sell. So he passed it along to us. She has two pair of faded Glory boots in size 9. I think he said they're black and brown. I guess you could buy both pairs and you could wear one black one and one brown one and really be the talk of the town. Anyway, they want $15 a pair on those boots. Also, they have a very small size, three pairs of knee-high boots, also for $15 a pair. They're only size 5.5. I don't remember my daughter ever wearing a size 5.5. Of course, she's 5'9" now, so she's a pretty tall young lady. She's not getting any younger either, just like the rest of us. All right, they also have a kitchen table with four chairs, and it's white and it's very sturdy, and all they want is $75 for the kitchen table. So the boots and the kitchen table and the TV and the foosball table, they're all available. Call 740-244-9160. We have a repeat from last week, a couch recliner. The recliner, it has a recliner in both ends. I like that. That means both my wife and I can fall asleep watching TV. That would be wonderful. The couch recliner, it's mocha in color, which is kind of a light tan, I'm told. It's in very good shape. She's really lowered her price down to $200. Last week, I believe, let me look it up. Last week, she wanted $350. So she's dropped the price on it by $150. She really wants to get rid of that. So give her a call. Her phone number, 5188. Can't go wrong on that price for a couch with recliners at both ends and in very good shape. We also have, it sounds like our last week to get rid of some kitties. We've gotten rid of three or four, I guess. Maybe two or three, I'm not sure. But a gentleman called in and he has two kittens still available. Next week he's going to call the Humane Society, so let's get those kitties out into a good home. One of them's black and the other one's more white than black, I guess, and he also wants to get rid of Mama, and she's calico. I love calico-colored cats, and she's a calico. And he also still has a protein drink called Ensure, and he'll sell that for $5 a case. However, he did have somebody call and say she was going to buy it last week, but hasn't gotten back to him. So if you're listening today, give him a call and tell him what your intention is. The number is 740-244-5174. Again, this is Glenn Coble. You're listening to, what the heck is my show's name? Swap Shop. We're swapping. Thanksgiving is on the 28th this year, so make sure you have plans for that. We're talking about doing something maybe on Black Friday, which is obviously the 29th. And if you had any ideas, give us a holler. We have a phone call. Hang on. You're on the air.
Hey, Glenn.
Yeah.
You were in the studio a minute ago.
I'm sorry.
The drink is gone.
Okay.
The woman came, I said, when she called, she was going to come to get it, and she did right away, so you didn't understand what I said.
All right, excellent.
The drink is gone. All I got
the
is
drink
the kitties.
Is gone. Yeah, okay, well, let's get rid of those kitties. All right. Have a nice day, Bob. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, so that Ensure drink is gone. So don't be calling Bob on the drink, but he still has two kittens that he wants to get rid of, and their mama. You don't have to take them all. He's been given one away at a time. They're in good shape. If I recall correctly, he said they... I better not say anything. I was going to say something about whether they had been... I think they've been wormed, but I'm not positive of that. You can ask him if you'll call 740-244 5174. So apparently the lady, thank you very much, ma'am. The lady who had wanted to buy that Ensure drink had was listening, and she's decided she better get out there and pick it up for Bob at that price. You can't go wrong. So in that Ensure drink. So that's off the market. Wish you luck if you want to buy any of the other items that we've mentioned. Don't forget there's going to be a 42nd annual holiday bazaar at Clarendon United Methodist Church, and it's going to run from 9 a.m. To 1 p.m. No, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on November 9th. At the church. That's correct. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you know what they sell at bazaars? They have all sorts of excuse me, baked goods and sweets and homemade noodles. It says here, I love homemade noodles. They're probably not good for me, but and other gifts and odds and ends. So we hope you can get out to that and support the Clarendon United Methodist Church and their good works. Also, we have a neighborhood supper that we're announcing. Excuse me, I had to back away from the microphone as I got one more of my throat lozenges to clear my nose and head. Anyway, the neighborhood supper, it's a free meal, second Tuesday of each month, 5:15 p.m., that is, not in the morning. At the Trinity Baptist Church, which is at 244 South Main Street here in Marion. And they ask that you go in the rear entrance for that neighborhood supper. Hope you can enjoy that. And they do that every second Tuesday of each month. So like December 10th, I guess, January 14th, February 11th. Boy, they've got it all printed out here. They know exactly when that second Tuesday of each month is. Anyway, I hope you listen to my show next Wednesday, which is called A Progressive Life. It's a lot more political, and I do have one last phone call we can take. You're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you there's another United Methodist Church that's having a bazaar this weekend, and
that
Prospect Street Church here in Marion.
Prospect.
And we have everything that they'll be having at the other one you were talking about, too.
Okay, and that's a Prospect. Is that the Methodist Church on Prospect?
Prospect Street, United Methodist Church, across from the fire station.
Okay, and give me the time when that
is. 9 to 3.
9 to 3 this week?
And they do serve lunch, too.
Okay. 9 to 3 what days?
This coming Saturday.
Saturday. Very good. We'll make an announcement of that. Thank you very much, and have a great bazaar. I love them.
Okay, thank you. I'm getting ready to bake for it right now.
All right, great. All right, I'm getting hungry. I'm going to get off the air, and you have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, don't forget, there are bazaars popping up everywhere. And that one's at the Prospect United Methodist Church from 9 to 3 on this coming Saturday, and they are also serving lunch. So I hope you've had a good day. We're talking to you from Swap Shop on WWGH. We'll be on next week at the same time, same station, and we hope you enjoyed today's little get-together, and we'll try to do it again. Have a nice day. Enjoy yourself and get out and take care of those kitties. We need to get those kittens.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio. The talking place for 107-year-old viral video sensation Virginia McClure.